Good Tuesday morning, I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Politico Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Delta Airlines. The quote you are going to be hearing a lot this morning is an exchange in Brett Kavanaugh's 2006 confirmation hearing with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. The two went back and forth quite a bit on Roe versus Wade, with Kavanaugh saying that if confirmed to the D.C. Circuit, he would follow Roe versus Wade faithfully and fully, and that it has been decided by the Supreme Court. He declined to give his personal views of the case. Schumer will be on CBS this morning at 7 a.m. today for his first and only network interview since the Kavanaugh-SCOTUS nomination. There are a slew of stories on who exactly Brett Kavanaugh is, but one interesting piece by our White House colleagues looks at how Justice Kennedy helped tilt the scales for Kavanaugh in his private meeting with Trump. Kennedy was partial to him. He is his former law clerk. And here's a juicy detail from the New York Times. Trump continued to poll people on Monday about Kavanaugh and Judge Hardiman, even after he'd already told Kavanaugh he was the choice the night before. And here's some good background details. Brett Kavanaugh and Neil Gorsuch both graduated Georgetown Prep, as did Jerome Powell. We took a look at his financial disclosure, and it's a pretty vanilla financial picture as far as these things go. And one thing we noted, talking about the nomination this morning, for a president who is always presented as mole-breaking, this is a pretty predictable play. Here's how things are going to play out today in the Capitol. Vice President Mike Pence is meeting with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell and Brett Kavanaugh at 11:15 a.m. The vice president will also have lunch with Republican senators in the Capitol. Bloomberg is also reporting that Pence will do interviews with local TV and radio stations in states represented by Democrats that Trump won in 2016. He will also do an interview with Rush Limbaugh and two national TV interviews today. Burgess Everett and Alana Shore take a look at the state of play in the Senate, with McConnell overseeing the slimmest Senate majority in modern time to handle a Supreme Court confirmation. It's effectively a 50-49 divide. And the handling of the nomination will clearly have 2018 midterm election impact. So far, the swing votes in the Senate, like Heidi Heitkamp and Joe Manchin, have declined to take an immediate position on Kavanaugh. Our colleague, Josh Gerstein, notes that the massive paper trail from Kavanaugh's time in the Bush White House could draw out the confirmation battle. And on the opposition side, the DNC sent a blast email out noting of the 34 testimonials the White House sent out backing Kavanaugh, 34 were from men and 0 were from women. An American Bridge staff will be at the Bush Library in Dallas first thing this morning to dig into all of Kavanaugh's public records, according to Bridge president and co-founder Bradley Bejacek. The president leaves for Brussels today. The Times is reporting that Trump is a wild card going into the NATO meeting. Meanwhile, on Capitol Hill, there's more drama on the House side. Heather Cagle got an interview with Ohio Democrat Tim Ryan, where he said he is now weighing a new challenge to Nancy Pelosi. And House Majority Whip Steve Scalise put out a statement backing embattled Ohio Republican Jim Jordan, saying he's always known Jordan to be honest and that he's confident he would stand up for his athletes. The pressure will be on for other House Republican leaders to weigh in on the Jordan scandal as the House returns from recess. And here's an update on the border tails. Foreign Policy reports that the Pentagon says it won't pay for housing some of the 32,000 detained immigrants, and that would fall to other agencies. While Josh Gerstein reports that a federal judge has rejected the Trump administration's request to alter a decades-old legal settlement to allow long-term detention of kids who entered the U.S. illegally with their parents. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.